Here's the dummy.
You big dummy. You big dummy. See what you did?
Oh, no. You big dummy.
You dummy.
That's right. That's right. Time for our regular Friday features, and they begin with you, big dummy. Coming up at 5, Steve Grzanich with the opening bell, and coming up in just a few minutes, the stories that matter with Vic Vaughn in the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom right here on WGN Radio. You know what this is. This is You Big Dummy. This is when we read real news stories of real dumb people doing real dumb stuff, and then we vote on who's the biggest dummy. Now, you can be a part of this if you want. Find a link to a funny dummy story. Send it to nickdshow@gmail.com with a note saying, hey, I would like to be a part of this. And then you'll get to read the story on the air as part of You Big Dummy, and you can win a Lou Malnati's pizza. So that's what's coming up. Dummy number one, dummy number one, dummy number one. Arlington Heights resident Jonathan DeCora robbed nearly $6,000 from Ben Franklin Bank in Rolling Meadows on Saturday before heading to O'Hare Airport in a rideshare vehicle, authorities said. According to the complaint, DeCora requested a Lyft rideshare vehicle pick him up in Palatine before the robbery. While in the car, he changed his destination to Ben Franklin Bank in Rolling Meadows after he told the driver he had to stop at the bank. Upon entering the bank at approximately 9:35 a.m., DeCora allegedly approached the teller and handed a note. The teller began counting bills, some of which had been previously marked by bank employees. DeCora took some of the bills, leaving smaller denominations under $10 on the counter. Then he exited the bank and left in the Lyft vehicle, a white Hyundai, that was found on traffic camera footage, authorities said. During the incident, two employees of the bank recognized DeCora as a former customer who had visited Ben Franklin Bank 10 to 20 times before, even though he allegedly attempted to hide his face with a scarf. They also realized a robbery was underway and took down the Lyft car license plate number and took photos of the vehicle as it left the parking lot. With cash in hand, DeCora had the driver take him to O'Hare. He was found there by FBI around 2:10 p.m., allegedly with $4,665, including a $100 bill marked by employees at Ben Franklin Bank. When found, he reportedly was wearing the same outfit he had wore when he was caught on surveillance cameras at the bank, including bright blue shoes and a dark beanie hat. Now, there's a personal connection here with this one, Ben. How do you explain?
Oh, yeah. I worked at a bar out in the suburbs, out in the Palatine area. Yeah. And we had kicked this individual out, Mr. DeCora, out of the bar. And it happened so frequently, we had him banned from the establishment.
So this is a guy that was booted out of the bar in Palatine.
Yep.
On so many occasions that he was banned.
Correct.
All right. And he's not very smart either.
No.
Oh, okay. Well, there you So there you go.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y, period.
Dummy number two, dummy number two, dummy number two. Police say a would-be thief was captured on video trying to steal a bike outside an Oregon police station and then captured by a police officer seconds later. Security footage from the police station in Gladstone, Oregon, shows a male suspect attempting to take the only bike in the bike rack outside of the building shortly after 6 p.m. in the evening. In the video, the masked and hooded suspect can be seen attempting to free the bike from a rack outside the police station using large bolt cutters. The rack is directly beside a window stamped with the words Gladstone Police around the corner of the entrance to the station, which is in full view to the outdoor security camera. A uniformed police officer walks out of the station and approaches the suspect less than 30 seconds into the video, startling the would-be thief. The officer points a taser at the suspect's chest, prompting him to sit down and put his hands on his head. "It's dumb," said Sergeant Carl Bell of the Gladstone Police Department. "I've not actually seen something that blatantly stupid because the officers were inside watching on video camera." Alan Val, 26, had been charged with theft, criminal mischief, and a felon in the possession of weapons.
La-dee-dee, say la-dee-dum, is dummy. Just Donna and me. And the dummy makes three.
By the way, the picture accompanying this, it says Gladstone Police, really big on the window, 4 inches above the guy's head as he's trying to cut the bike loose. Gladstone Police, all over the window, 4 inches above the guy's head.
Have you ever seen him act?
I've been watching him act all his life. Like a dummy.
Dummy number three. Dummy number three. Dummy, dummy, dummy. A suspect was left running from an e-cigarette shop in Colorado with his pants falling down after what police are calling a botched robbery. Security camera. I'm looking at the picture from the security camera. It's nice to know this guy's a Broncos fan. A suspect was left running from an e-security shop in e-cigarette shop in Colorado, his pants falling down after what police are calling a botched robbery. Security camera footage shows a man walking into the store and attempting to take out what police later said was a replica handgun, but ends up flying over the counter instead. Aurora police in a Facebook post said the BB gun with the orange tip removed fell onto the floor where the clerk grabs it. Video captures the surprise on the suspect's face as the gun makes its way over the counter. The suspect attempts to climb over the counter before appearing to change his mind. He then runs out the door, and he is seen losing his pants before going off screen. The clerk then goes to the door and appears to lock it. Police released the video in hopes of identifying the suspect and arresting him. The owner of the store told the Denver Post he was surprised by the footage. I don't want to downplay the seriousness of an armed robbery, but the guy really does belong in the world's dumbest criminals. That's Carl Burgess said. He needs to find a new career. He added store policy is to give suspected armed robbers whatever they want. He said in this situation, the clerk reacted appropriately. Officers obtained the replica gun in question and said they are hoping to obtain fingerprints to help find in the investigation.
I mean, I didn't know you were interested in gardening.
Why not?
Well, up to now, the only thing you've grown is dumber and dumber. The only reason I call you a dummy is because I call them as I see them.
Dummy number four, dummy number four, dummy number four. Things did not work out well for three Oklahoma City teenagers who allegedly planned to rob a bank using Uber. What's going on with this Uber-Lyft crime thing? Police say the Uber driver who took the teens to the bank Tuesday afternoon called authorities after hearing one of them say he had a gun and, quote, was going to cap somebody. Police say a gun was found on one of the teenagers after he tried to fight officers who arrived at the bank. The teens had apparently already arranged an Uber for their getaway. Driver Brandon Case said he was waiting outside the bank when he saw the teenagers being taken away in handcuffs and was told by an officer that there had been a robbery attempt. And he said, well, they called me for a getaway car. If you're going to do something like that, you might want to have your own car.
My only child is a dummy.
All right. We have to break here. We got one more dummy story, and then we will vote on the biggest dummies coming up. And then straight out of context, Nick D's show Spies, and we'll start Fly Jams Friday. Break here. News is after this. Yeah. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We are live in the Allstate Skyline Studio, 18 stories above beautiful downtown Chicago, here till 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich has the opening bell at 5, and my main man, Steve Cochran, at 6 for your morning drive. And it is Friday.
Yeah!
Which means coming up, Fly Jams Friday. And then our regular features continue. Straight out of context, You Big Dummy, or that's what we're doing right now, is You Big Dummy. Straight out of context and Nick D Show Spies all coming up before we jump into the funk of Fly Jams Friday. Here's your phone number for the request to come later on. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. We've got one more dummy to talk about, and then we got to vote. Here's what you got to do. As soon as I'm done giving out the recap of the five dummies, Ben will vote, I will vote, and then you need to call in, and you will be our third vote. 312-981-7200. So right after we finish, right after I finish the recap, call us up, and you are vote number three. 312-981-7200. Okay, let's get back to the dummies. Dummy number five. A pair of suspected car thieves have been branded Chorley's dumbest criminals after apparently boasting of their crimes online to police. Police in Chorley gave chase to a stolen vehicle on Saturday night before the driver and his passenger dumped the car and then made off on foot. According to the police, the pair ditched the car before hopping over garden fences in an escape to bid, in a desperate bid to escape the arrest. The stolen vehicle was recovered soon after, but the suspects had managed to get away. But investigating officers later stumbled across a revealing Facebook post. Boasting to friends online, the man appears to brag about his escaping arrest earlier in the evening. Next to a picture of two muddy pairs of trainers, the man smugly belittles police for not catching him and his accomplice. But the comment was soon picked up by police. In a post that has since gone viral, officers replied to the self-incriminating boast with their own bit of banter. PC Craig McCabe replied, awarding them the prize for Chorley's dumbest criminals. The officer also revealed that he had found a hat that allegedly belongs to the suspects. McCabe said, unfortunately, the two in the car didn't really want to hang around and chat, so they ran off hopping over garden fences. Now, you might have been slightly better than me at garden hopping, but luckily your hat fell off, which, of course, contains your DNA. Police did not confirm whether the action against the suspect had been taken. Okay. We have to do a little recap here, and then we vote. Again, after I do the recap, you call in at 312-981-7200. First person through shall be the third vote. Okay, we ready? Let's take a recap here. Ben, you know how this works. We do the recap. You vote first, I vote, and then we take somebody on the phone, a listener, who will be our third vote. All right. We got dummy number one, who was the dummy who robbed his own bank in Rolling Meadows and then took a Lyft to do it. And has also been kicked out of a bar that Ben worked at for many years to the point where he got banned from the bar. Not a smart man. Dummy number two, the dummy who tried to steal a bike in front of a clearly marked police station. Dummy number three is the dummy who lost his pants during a robbery attempt and is a Denver Broncos fan, I just want to mention. Dummy number four, more Uber, more ride sharing here. Dummy number four, the dummies who took an Uber to a bank robbery and then talked about capping somebody in the back seat. Then dummy number five, the dummies who stole a car and then bragged about it on Facebook. So those are our dummies. It's a good set of dummies this week. Good set of dummies. We haven't done it in a couple of weeks, but the dumbness continues. Okay, Ben, what are you pondering here?
You know what? I have to go with one. Just because I dealt with them and I've experienced it firsthand.
You've dealt with this guy firsthand.
Yeah.
So you know what a dummy he is.
Yeah.
So stupid that he got banned from the bar that you worked at.
Yeah.
And then he robbed his own bank where people recognized him.
I think that says more than me kicking him out of a bar.
Yeah.
You went to the bank and you were a customer.
And I don't understand. The theme this week is why are you using rideshare apps to commit crimes? I don't know. I mean, it's backfired twice this week. I mean, I realize that rideshares are really popular now and everything, but you might not want to use a rideshare for a crime that you're going to commit. All right. Well, I'm going to go down here and see. Let's see. We got the guy from the guy robbing his own bank in Rolling Meadows is good, and obviously Ben has a connection to that, which makes it kind of funny. I mean, you know, losing your pants is always funny. You're trying a robbery attempt and you can't keep your pants up. You're dumb. And again, taking an Uber to a bank robbery and then talking loudly about capping somebody in the back seat. And then, of course, the guys actually get away from stealing the car and are so stupid that they go on Facebook. But I got to go with the guy who tried to steal the bank in front of the police station just because of the picture. Yeah, like there's just one bike on the rack. He's trying to steal it, and literally 4 inches above his head is a window with the giant markings of the police station on it. So I got to go with him. So let's see what Kim. Kim, who are you voting for?
I'm going for the first guy, the bank robber.
Oh, the bank robber. Okay, so he's the dummy of the week. Thank you, Kim.
Thank you.
All right, there you go. That was our deciding vote. Kim was our deciding vote. See, that's how it works. we have the dummy of the week, and then we try to figure out who is going to be. So how long was this guy, okay, so by the way, that's the dummy of the week, the idiot that got kicked out of Ben's bar for being an idiot and banned from the bar and then robbing his own bank that he would frequent. And then again, adding the lift to the situation is also a thing. I got a feeling that, you know, as the ride-sharing thing has really taken off, I think there are going to be a lot of dummy stories in the coming weeks and months that involve Uber and Lyft.
Oh, I think so, too.
Yeah. So, yeah. Now, this guy, how long ago was this that he got banned?
Probably 2.5 years now.
So it's been that long?
Yeah,
that
maybe three, yeah. Almost, yeah.
And so what was his behavior? Was he drunk?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, just intoxicated, inappropriate behavior. We get complaints. I mean, we've kicked him out for fighting. We've kicked him out for inappropriately interacting with women.
Yeah.
I mean, like, it's just all
around. It's just like all of the stupid things that you can do while drunk, he did.
Yep.
But continued to come back.
Yeah.
Well, that makes sense. It makes sense that he would continue to come back someplace he got kicked out of, considering he decided to rob the bank that was his own bank. Yeah, yeah. I'm not surprised that he would continue to come back to a place where he was repeatedly removed from. Now, did he finally get the hint when you banned him?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so he never came back after that.
Not to my knowledge.
Yeah. Well, I mean, no. You're not there anymore.
I've been out a year now.
Yeah. So, okay. He may have gone back. He may have gone back right before he left to get the lift to rob a bank.
I'm going to reach out to the folks that I still know over there.
Yeah.
And see if he has come back.
Yeah. It wouldn't surprise me if he did.
It wouldn't surprise me either.
Just by reading the story about how stupid this guy is, I wouldn't be surprised if he was like, you know what? I'm going to go back to that bar and get myself a cocktail before I rob my own bank.
Yeah.
But I got to call a Lyft first. Okay, we have to break here. We've got weather, and then when we come back, it is Straight Out of Context. And you know what that is. Straight Out of Context is when you listen to this radio station 24/7. And whenever anybody at any time says something that sounds dirty and it makes you giggle, you jot down the day, the time, who said it, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. And that's going to happen right after we break for the weather, and we got some commercials, and then we'll Straight Out of Context right into it. Your neighborhood, you better duck, because Ice Cube is crazy as F-bomb. As I leave, believe I'm stomping, but when I come back, boy, I'm coming straight out of context, context, context. Context, context.
What's up? Tell them where you're from.
Straight out of context, 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 context. I'll turn my mic on. Maybe I should turn my mic on. That would be better because, you know, I've only been doing this for 33 years. You think I'd know that I'd have to turn my mic on. See, that's why I got a plaque in the ground over there. That's why. Because I realize that I have to turn my mic on in order to talk into it and be on the radio. That's why I'm on the Walk of Fame, everybody. I'm such an idiot. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here, live in the Allstate Skyline studio here until 5 o'clock. Fly James Friday coming up in a little bit. But we continue with our regular Friday features. Now, this is Ben's first time doing Straight Out of Context, and we wanted to go smoothly. Ben, you worked on it real hard. This is the first time you've ever done it. And you got a little help from Dan Long, who's done it before. But you're ready to go. You're all set.
I hope so.
Okay.
I feel like I'm ready.
All right. Well, this is Straight Out of Context. This is when you, the listener, listen to this radio station 24/7. Whenever anybody says anything that you can jot down and it sounds a little dirty and it makes you a little giggly, jot it down, send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. Okay. What's up first, Ben?
You know, I just play it? Or
no, you got to say who.
Introduce it,
who sent it, and who's about to talk.
Okay. So this is John Williams. We received this one from Kelly out of Elgin.
Okay, so this is John Williams. Kelly out of Elgin sent this in, Straight Out of Context. Here we go.
And so I now need to find a way to tap that.
That's how you do it. First, just say who sent it in and who's about to speak. That's how you set it up. Very good. All right, one down. Bunch to go. Okay, so Straight Out of Context continues. What's next?
From Mike. Out in the suburbs, we have Steve Cochran and Mary Sandberg.
Here we go.
It's not
aesthetically pleasing.
I saw it when I dropped him off. It doesn't look good.
Oh, man. All right. I missed this segment for a couple of weeks. I got to tell you, this makes me laugh. Okay, next.
All right, from James, we have Lou Manfredini.
Oh, these are always, by the way, for you're new to this, these were always Esmeralda's favorites. For some reason, she loved all of the Lou Manfredini out of context, so let's see how good this one is.
You can't see this right now, but I'm touching myself.
Oh, my God. if Esmeralda's listening, she's laughing. I guarantee you that. Lou is always good for some out of context. All right. And what's next?
From Brian in the suburbs, we got Wendy Snyder.
Oh, yes.
Well, you don't want that. Because what if you start sucking?
Well, that little sound that Bill made at the end there was pretty telling. That was pretty good. That was good. And just so you know, I want you to know, Ben, as you put these together now every week, you will see certain names pop up a lot.
Oh, I already started catching
on. And that would be Wendy Snyder. Wendy Snyder is one of the top providers of content for Out of Context. I have to say, I want to tell you really quickly, two of my favorites. First of all, Dave Ennett, anytime Dave Ennett ends up on Out of Context, it just destroys me because Dave is such a professional guy and so good about that kind of stuff and such a great broadcaster and a really nice guy. Whenever he ends up on Straight Out of Context, it just destroys me every time. It really does. That's my favorite. And I also think, Dean Richards provides, some pretty classic content, as well. So, all right. What's next, Ben?
Next, from Jesse. We have Patty Vasquez.
Yeah, I love what you do, and I love how you do it.
She's another one who pops up pretty frequently on this segment. Just so you get to know some of the voices you're going to hear a lot when you put these things together. Okay, next.
All right, next. Ken from Hillside sent in another Wendy Snyder.
Yes.
So we'll pull it out through the whole week.
Yeah.
Man, oh man, I'm telling you. Okay, Wendy. I think Wendy might be number one, the number one contributor since we've been doing this segment.
I would say I've listened to the segment.
Yeah.
You know, working nights and such, and I recognize that.
Absolutely. Okay.
All right, Kevin from Iowa has one of Nick DiGilio.
Oh boy, here we go.
Yeah.
I'm a switch hitter. Well, yeah. The baseball field, I'm a switch hitter.
Yeah, so. what was that? Sockball?
Was when you were talking about sockball. Because I'm naturally, I write left-handed. I do, you know, I bowl left-handed and stuff, but I do other things right-handed. But I am, when I play baseball, I am a switch hitter.
Okay.
So, all right. What's next?
Another Brian, Mary Sandberg.
I like to suck on them.
Yeah, I've tried them as a sample.
Until it melts in my mouth.
I like Cochran in there, try it as a sample. Okay. Yeah, the morning show gets filthy sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
There are times when the morning show is just, you know, full of filth, full of flarn. Okay.
What's next? We have from Carrie, another Cochran goodie.
Okay.
You don't have to self-caress.
Oh, brother. What the heck were they talking about? Oh, man.
That was actually out of a live read.
That was a live read?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So self-caress is actually part of a commercial that people are reading?
Yep.
Okay. All right. Yeah. That's good. Okay.
Let's see here. What else do we have? Kathy in Antioch. Send in another Mary Sandberg.
Wow.
Yeah, Mary was all over.
Apparently. Apparently.
Yeah, the suggestions.
All right. Here we go.
I like to see when they might go down.
Oh, man. Oh, Mary. Okay. All right. What's next, man?
We have... who was... Oh, yeah. This is a third Brian. There were a lot of Brians sending stuff in.
A lot of Brians.
So we have another Brian.
All right.
But this is Mike Hammernick.
Oh, okay. Weather.
Yep.
It's not going to be a big one, as I mentioned, only about a half an inch.
Okay. There. All right, fine. I got that one. There you go. He's talking about snowfall, everybody. Just set your mind at ease. He's talking about snow. All right. Any more?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, we have a few more.
All right.
This one was sent in from Jim, and it is another Nick DiGillo.
Okay. I was surprised at how big he was. Okay. All right. So they're talking about Cal Ripken?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Because I remember being really surprised at how giant. Well, I'm not going to say it again.
Yeah.
Okay. Next.
this is from the same gym. We have Schwani. Dave Schwan. Right.
Could see 1 to 2 inches.
Okay.
Yeah, that whole weather thing.
Yeah, the whole weather thing. And, you know, I'm surprised we didn't get about 100 of those because of how many times people said how many inches of snow we were going to get. Okay.
Yeah. This comes from The Colonel, and I'm loving this one because I see them every week, but this is Carl Amari and Lisa Wolf.
Oh, yeah, they're filthy.
Yeah.
Okay, The Colonel.
It's a powerful organ.
It's definitely a powerful organ.
They were doing that on purpose. No question about it.
Oh, yeah.
No question about it. All right.
All right. And the last one is from the first Brian. He sent in two.
Multiple
yeah,
Brians.
Multiple Brians.
Multiple Brians this morning. Okay.
Yes. Another Steve Cochran.
Another Steve Cochran to close out this week. All right.
Well, you know what? We need to tap that.
What? How did that? Wait a minute. Didn't William say that too?
Yeah.
He said something about tapping. Yep. What's going on there?
Yeah. Williams was actually talking about washers and dryers.
Uh huh.
And I don't know what Cochran was talking about.
We never do.
Yeah.
We never do. All right. Well, there you go. Nice job, man. There you go. You did your first straight out of context. Nice work, my friend. Gathering up, this is Ben gathering up all the sounds, editing them all together, and then presenting them to you. But you have to provide them to us. That's how it works. And you just listen 24/7. And again, whenever anybody says anything that you can pull out of context and it sounds vaguely dirty and it's kind of a double entendre and it makes you giggle, you jot down the day, the time, who said it, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. Okay, we're going to break for the news. And after the news, we got Nick D Show Spies. And you guys all know what that is, too. And so, let's break for the news, and then we'll come back, and it's Nick D Show Spies, and then things will get fly right here in the studio on 720 WGN. Okay, news after this.
Ooh, what do you do? No one else can dance like you. So what's all of us? There ain't nobody
spies.
Like
hey.
Someone took your plans away. So what's all of us? There ain't nobody
spies.
Christ spies. Like us.
That's right. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, and we are live in the Allstate Skyline studio here until 5 o'clock. Steve Grzanich follows with the opening bell, and Steve Cochran at 6. We are doing our Friday, regular Friday features that we haven't done in a few weeks, but they're back, and we'll be doing them every week. Ben just did his first Straight out of Context, and it was great. And now, Spies, Nick D Show Spies. Here's what this is. You listen to this radio station 24-7. Whenever anybody mentions me or the show in any capacity, we want to know about it. You become a spy. Jot down the day, the time, who said it, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. All right, how many we got this week?
Just three.
We have three. Okay, yeah,
that's one good. Of them had multiple submissions.
Okay, so. Okay. So we have three. Set up the first one. Tell us who sent it in and who what show and who what they're talking about. Set it up.
All right, Ken from Hillside sent it in, and this was during the Bill and Wendy show, and they were talking Oscars and talking about Bohemian Rhapsody. And I think we know your thoughts on that.
Yeah. Okay.
John Williams is hanging out in the producer's booth, and he didn't like
the
movie.
He's not a fan of the movies.
I know
at all.
Nick DiGilio absolutely hated it.
Right.
Yes, I did. I've made that abundantly clear over the course of, since I saw the damn thing. And now, as we get closer, I actually read an article that horrified me that said, you know, it's got a good chance of winning Best Picture. If it wins Best Picture, there's going to be a very large explosion in the old Irving Park neighborhood. I just want to warn everybody, and that will be my head exploding, followed by me throwing my TV through the window. If Bohemian Rhapsody wins Best Picture, yes, I do hate it, and it's made that it's. I've made it. I'm glad that John Williams didn't like it. That makes me happy that John Williams didn't like it. All right, what's the next spy?
Next spy is John Williams, King John,
and who sent it in.
This is from Diane from Naperville, and Joyce B., and Brian J., one of the Bryans.
Multiple.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, so this is John Williams.
Yep, John Williams.
Here we go, and what's he talking about here?
Bohemian Rhapsody.
Oh, my God, all right.
Okay. Hey, John, you should talk to Nick DiGilio about Bohemian Rhapsody. He's got a great take on it, especially forcing a quaint third act.
So he was reading texts that he was receiving in.
I
and
see.
And somebody suggested he talk to you about Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yeah. You don't really want to talk to me about Bohemian Rhapsody. I'm really glad that I don't think we're going to get a lot of Bohemian Rhapsody spy clips because, you know, the Oscars are going to be over and people are just going to stop talking about it. Obviously at this time what's going on with that movie, you know, that's the one. But yeah, no, I mean they lie so much in that movie, and they want more emotion in the last. What he's talking about is they want more emotion during that last part of the movie during the Live Aid performance that they just make up stuff. And, you know, they maintain that he had just found out that he was diagnosed with AIDS before the Live Aid, had to beg his way to get back into the band, which is not true, and then perform, you know, under those circumstances. Problem was, Freddie Mercury wasn't diagnosed with HIV till 2 years later. And so they just throw those facts around willy-nilly. And the fact that Brian May and Roger Taylor are okay with that, I hate them. So that's it. Okay, what's next? This is, we got one more spy, right?
Yeah, one more.
All right.
And this kind of comes full circle from Out of Context.
I see.
So this was one of the Out of Context this week. So this was from Brian J., one of the Bryans.
Mm-hmm.
And this is Lou Manfredini.
Ah, we knew that was going to happen.
Oh, yeah. And the clip explains itself.
You can't see this right now, but I'm touching myself. And so I'm touching my rib.
Cut of the day.
And that's
line
for
one, line
get
one.
That to get that to Nick DiGilio. He'll love that.
Yeah.
That's it. It's right. It made it. Yep. It's made it. That's one of my favorite things though now since we've been doing, you know, since we've been doing Straight Out of Context, people are aware of it. You know, they'll say something and go, "Oh man, that's going to end up on Straight Out of Context." Oh boy. So, anyway. All right. Well, that Spies will do it again next week. Nice work, Ben. It's Ben's first time doing Straight Out of Context and Nick D Show Spies. Good job, buddy.